April 23, 1933, how the life of Jesus was a continuous abandonment in the hands of the Father. One who lives in the divine will never interrupts her walk. Example of the clock. She takes heaven in her fist and by storm. I continued to think about the pains of my impassioned Jesus, and arriving at the last breath of his life, I heard resound in the depth of my heart, "Into your hands, O Father, I commend my spirit." It was the most sublime lesson for me, the recall of all of my being into the hands of God, the full abandonment in his paternal arms. And while my mind was lost in so many reflections, my suffering Jesus, visiting my little soul, told me, "My blessed daughter, as my life down here began, so it ended." From the first instant of my conception, my one act was continuous. I can say that in every instant I placed myself in the hands of my celestial Father. It was the most beautiful homage that his Son gave him, the most profound adoration, the most heroic and complete sacrifice, the most intense love of offspring that my full abandonment into his hands gave him. It rendered my humanity speaking, and with commanding voice that asked everything and obtained everything that I wanted. My celestial Father could not deny anything to his only Son abandoned in his arms. My abandonment every instant was the most welcome act, so much so that I wanted to crown the last breath of my life with the words, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." The virtue of abandonment is the greatest virtue. It is binding God such that he takes care of the abandoned one in his arms. Abandonment says to God, "I do not want to know anything of myself. This life of mine is yours, not mine, and yours is mine. Therefore, if you want to obtain everything, if you want to truly love me, live abandoned in my arms, let me hear the echo of my life in every instant, into your hands I abandon myself completely, and I will carry you in my arms as the dearest of my children." After this I was following everything that the divine will had done, and I felt it in me in order, one after the other, and I had to follow it. So I remained surprised, and my sweet Jesus added, "My little daughter of my volition, you must know that the one who does my divine will and lives in it, cannot do less than always keep present all the acts done by it because it has everything in itself, and always enact everything that it has done. So, there is no marvel that in the soul in whom it reigns, it has all its acts with all the order that it had in creating them. And the creature with all facility, one by one, follows them in order to unite herself to them, as if she would want to do what my will itself had done. If she finds herself together, how can she refrain from doing what it does, and from placing in the field of action, identified with it, her little love, her adoration, her graces, her attentions and marvels for works so great? Rather, you must know that my will gives the cord to the soul, and she lends herself to receive it. In this cord all our works are taken, and she, following the cord, follows and makes herself current with all our works. It happens as to the clock, if one winds the cord, it moves the little wheels, it marks the minutes, the hours, and one who possesses it has the good of knowing all the hours of the day. But if one does not wind the cord, the clock marks nothing, it is as if it had no life, and one who possesses it does not have the good of knowing the different hours of the day. Now, one who lets our will reign, we can call her our clock, who, winding the cord, marks the minutes and hours of our works, and has the good of knowing the hours of the day of our divine will. Now if one winds the clock runs until the cord stops, nor does it interrupt its running. In the same way the soul, if she receives the cord of my will, must make her walk, and if she wants to stop, she cannot do it because the cord moves the small wheels of her soul and makes her go ahead in the great day of the hours of our works. Therefore be attentive to receive the goods of this divine cord if you want to know the hours of the day of the supreme fiat. Even more, because when the soul disposes herself to doing my will, and to following it, everything that it has done compete to enter into that act, because being one single act, it has no detached acts, and therefore everything that it has done in the order of creation, of redemption, in the angels, in the saints, it encloses everything in the work of the creature who works in it, because if it gives itself, it does not give itself by half, but completely whole and like the sun. If it gives itself to the earth, it does not give itself by half, but completely whole, with the fullness of its light. And therefore marvels happen on the face of the earth? In the same way, if the creature calls my will as life in her acts, it gives itself with the fullness of its light, sanctity, power in its works. If it could not bring everything, it would enter into the creature and into her acts as a king without cortege, without army, without creative power, and therefore it would hold our marvels that we can do inoperative. Anno. One who works in our will must be able to say, I take heaven in my fist, I take heaven by storm and I enclose it in my act. Fiat.